What's going on, guys? We're here at the National, and we're here with Ryan Bannister for RBI Crew 7. What's going on, Ryan?
Not a lot. I'm exhausted. I'm glad to be here. It's been a wild we did this 2 years ago,
yeah.
And I think a lot has changed in our lives as much as the industry. So I'm happy to be here with both of you guys as much as just being here in general. So thanks again for having me on.
Definitely. How was the trip up? Was it... You said you're already tired, so you're already...
Oh, I'm just tired because I've got, you know, three little ones now, and, you know, no sleep, but no, I've been prepping for about a week, and it's only about a 4.5-hour drive up here, so it's not too bad of a drive. That's why we make this drive. We don't look forward to Atlantic City. That one's like 16, so...
I don't know if anybody looks forward to Atlantic City.
Sorry, Atlantic City.
Yeah, no
comment. Sorry, Atlantic City.
No comment.
I know. I'm like, can we take that one off next year? I mean, wait, did I say that? I mean, I might be thinking it, but...
I'm sure you guys will like California.
Oh, yeah, we would love California. Yeah. I know. I don't think a lot of the bigger retailers want to make the trek, is what I hear.
I'd make the trek, so I'm not a big retailer, but I think a lot of people would rather go there, I'm just saying.
If they had an Anaheim, you can go to Disney a couple days before, you know?
Yeah.
Universal Studios, maybe catch an Angels Dodgers game.
I would have to go see Mike Trout play. There's
absolutely
no question. I would have to do that, so.
Absolutely. Is that one of the guys that you, like, on your bucket list to see play?
Oh, 100%. Obviously, being in St. Louis, I in my eyes, the greatest baseball player I ever witnessed in my life, Albert Pujols. I've watched him more times than I can count and never have got to see Mike Trout play in person. So it'd be one of those things where, you know, I come up to the National. I've been to Wrigley. I've done that. I see people going. I'm like, man, I just got too much work to do. It'd be awesome. But if Mike Trout was playing this weekend, yeah, I would have gone. I would have made it happen.
Definitely, definitely. So tell everybody where your booth's at and what you got going on down at the booth at the National this year.
So we're at booth 153. We call it the hashtag Hot Corner. We've got nice. Across from me, Indy Card Exchange, Andy and the boys.
Nice.
Next to me, MC Sports Cards. And then I've got Sports Card Junction behind me. And then Shop Melee Pops is right across from us. So we're over there kind of in the concession stand area. So the back left, I guess, something like that, by the bathrooms, whatever. That's where we're at this year.
Sweet.
So same spot as we were 2 years ago. So just don't sell me an Andrew Luck contenders this year.
So is it what?
Or Deshaun Watson for that matter, right?
I've got my theory on Watson. I think you can buy Watson cards because, not to change subject, but we're a forgiving people when it comes to football. Let's go history. We've got Michael Vick, Ben Roethlisberger, Ray Lewis, and look what their stuff's worth now. Or what? Look at what Vic came back. I mean,
yeah.
I think Watson has the talent. If he goes out there and performs, his collectability is going to be fine. And that's just my opinion. We've seen what Michael Vick did was messed up.
Right.
And we all forgave him for that. So I don't know.
And, I haven't even really heard much about the case anyway. It seems like he's actually going to play or something.
Yep.
I've heard lately.
Yep.
So
he's reported. He still wants to be traded. That's the latest I've heard. The kid's a talent, you know, and – I don't really know, you know, that's not, none of my, I don't know, you know, outside of what's going on, but
right.
The kid can do it on the field, so as long as he comes out and does his job, I think in time people will forgive.
So I know you're buying cards and you're selling cards, and he offers very fair pricing when it comes to buying, but what kind of card that you have that you're selling now that's going to be the hardest to part with?
I mean, well, a lot of those I don't bring. I did bring, I have 4 Pujols Bowman Chrome Rookie Autos. I brought one of them just to put out. Hopefully maybe find another
one. That's 2001?
Correct, 2001. Yeah. They were redemptions. Only 500 were produced, apparently, but I don't think all 500 got out. So the biggest card I brought and the gamble card where I could look back a year from now and say, man, I should have sold that or, man, I should have kept it. Whatever happens, I acquired a LaMelo Gold Prism Gold rookie, the
wow.
True. It's a grade 9. It was actually pulled from one of my customers at another shop in town. He bought 2 packs and pulled it.
Wow.
So I made him a great offer not too long after the product came out, and he accepted it. He was very happy, him and his wife were, and that would be the big boy that, hey, I don't know, because who knows what he's going to be.
Yeah.
But that could be one of those cards, either I regret it or I'm glad I sold it.
Is there even any comps on something like that?
Nothing really. I was offered a very strong offer before some other people in the market bought them up, because I know they're getting sucked up right now and the people who obtained them aren't selling them.
Yeah.
So there's really not a lot out there on it. I do know the only thing I know is the Prism Gold Redemption Auto. The 10 on Golden did just under 60,000.
Jeez.
And I would personally, I think any basketball guy, autograph or not, they prefer the base
gold, absolutely.
You know, over that.
Yep.
So that would be it for me. I brought some nice LeBrons, brought, you know, some nice Jordans, some other really awesome cards. But the big stuff, it's really – one of those things I sit down right before I come to the National and I go, do I want to bring this? Because at the end of the day, I am a collector more than anything.
Yep.
So it is hard for me to really decide, but I brought some really nice selection this year. Probably the best selection I've ever had, in my opinion.
Nice. So. I mean, we've had almost 2 years. I'm sure you're still selling in the store, but we've had 2 years since we've had this show, so plenty of time to stock up on stuff like this.
Yeah, exactly, yes.
Now, in terms of LaMelo, if you had to pick one to buy, if you had to buy LaMelo or Zion, who are you leaning
towards? Zion, 100%. Okay. I think Zion, in my opinion, I know everybody's like, oh, he can't say it. I'm like, the kid is he's a generational player.
Yeah.
We are seeing the most generational player, I guess, being brought up since LeBron. I'm a huge Giannis guy, and I'm happy for him. I think Giannis is just getting started, in my opinion.
Yep.
But Zion, the kid is just unbelievable, and I really think he is one of the future guys in the league, in my opinion.
Dan, who are you buying between those two?
Do you think that the Pelicans may move on from Zion?
I think their rookie contracts are up next year, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if they're wise, they would trade him because there's already rumblings that, you know, a lot of things were leaking. Then he wants out.
Yeah.
Obviously, we've seen that, you know, but there more and more is coming out with it. I guess the rumor now Ja wants out too.
Ooh.
Oh,
that's just, you know, rumors. Yeah. I'm not here to spread them.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, we all read and study and research, you know, and you don't know when you see anything on the internet, you don't know if you believe it. But if the Pelicans are wise and he wants out and there's no way of signing him, you get whatever you can for
him. Absolutely.
If he wants to come to the Lakers, I'd be okay with that, just saying.
Right?
And play with LeBron.
With the draft's tomorrow, right?
Yes, Thursday.
So,
crazy.
I mean, we're definitely going to see some moving and shaking. People are going to get dealt tomorrow.
There's no question. I hope so. I hope it's a good shakeup. That makes the draft so much better.
Yep, absolutely.
It was. I think we all can agree it was odd to watch a lot of drafts last year, so it was great to see, like, the NFL this year. But the NBA, I definitely want to go watch that when we get out of here tomorrow and
absolutely.
See what happens. And hope there's shakeups. You know?
I mean, what do you think in terms of the high? I know I haven't had a lot of time to study. I don't know if you have, but what do you think about that draft class that's coming in? Do you think it's going to be better than the Edwards LaMelo?
They're saying everything I'm reading. They're saying yes. They're saying it's a deep draft. When it comes to the young guys, I'll be honest. I don't watch college basketball. I'm a big NBA guy.
So I'm the same. Yeah.
And we with kids, it's hard to pick and choose your battles with what you can watch.
Exactly.
So at least I have an awesome wife who lets. The deal is when LeBron's in the playoffs, we watch every LeBron game. And I told her I really loved Giannis, so we got to watch Giannis the whole way this year. So otherwise I'll watch it, you know, on my own. But to me, I don't get to watch a lot of college basketball, so I can't answer for that. But what I'm hearing and seeing. That this class is supposed to be really good. I don't know if it's got that Luka or Zion type guy.
That's right. That's what I was gonna say. I don't think you have that like
I don't think
super high tier talent.
No.
But I think you're gonna have a lot of really, really good NBA players.
Yes,
that come
and out. This and you know, one thing I could say is, hey, this is a class where throw a lot of these guys back in the box.
Yep.
You know, forget about their prism. Because I mean, we even got, you know, Keldon Johnsons and the Cameron Johnsons. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is why we all stash stuff. I'm sure you guys are probably in the same boat, but this is a class where I think it could take some time for the developing. But, I mean, it could be great. It's going to be good for cards. There's no question.
Absolutely. So. Now, I had a question. You know, obviously, COVID has been, you know, affected this hobby, and it seems like in a positive way. What do you think? Would you think this explosion of, like, you know, all these influencers and all these guys jumping into the hobby would have still happened without what happened?
Minimal, if I had to say. Again, this is, you know, me just guessing. I would say minimal. To that extent, because there was already some getting into it.
It was already kind of on
it. It was
kind of,
you know, with, you know, Gary Vee promoting it and stuff like that. We already, the thing was, as a, you know, cartridge owner and doing a lot of singles and everything, before COVID in 2019, we were seeing years of the industry growing, and we're like, man, the bubble's going to burst. And this is before COVID. We're like, this can't last. Boy, were we wrong.
Right.
You know, for example, I was selling LeBron 2 years ago, LeBron Topps Chrome PSA 10 rookies for $1,300 here.
Yeah.
I was buying and flipping Luka Prism 10s. I was paying $25 to $35 a piece and flipping them for $50 to $60. Probably did 50 or 60 of those and thought I was a genius. So, I mean, and I don't know how many LeBrons I've flipped. So, to me, the industry was already trending the right way, and then it just you know, was going up slowly, and then just shot.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think it got a lot of people into a lot of more people that, you know, famous people like Logan Paul, Stevie Aoki, all these people. I think they were – I would say they were probably into it behind closed doors.
Right.
And then just, you know, cards became the cool thing.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, we're a bunch of nerdy guys that have collected cards, love cards our whole life. Yep. And now we're part of the cool guys, I guess. I mean, it's like,
part
it's
of the cool
pretty
crew.
Awesome when all my college buddies in high school, they've always given me a hard time. And, now they're like, man, I got to get into that. Like, what you're doing this? What that just? What is? I've been seeing this all over the news. Like, I should not have been making fun of you all those years. You're a genius. I'm like, I just got lucky. I was in the right place, exactly. Right time, and got to do something I love. You know, right. And that's the thing. I think we all can agree to that.
Yeah, it's great, and I agree with that. I used to just hang out with my wife's like friends and stuff like that, and I'd talk. Oh yeah, I sell sports cards. They're all like Lamborghinis and like Ferraris. Like I'm like, no, cards.
Yeah. The D. It's not silent.
And they're like, what? Oh really?
They feel bad for you.
Feel bad for you. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then now, like the last couple of years, go same friends, and they're like, man, those cards are like, they're blowing up. They're everywhere. Like you can't even get them at Target and Walmart now. And there's like people fighting in the aisle and stuff
over national
like that.
News. Yeah, it's wild.
It's crazy. Yeah. It's insane. And it really, like, it's been 2-3 years since the explosion. It feels like it's been like a decade. It feels like it's been a long time. COVID probably, you know, helped with that because like we just weren't able to hang out and see each other like we would like multiple times a year if it wasn't like the Summit or the National or the Tops Conference or the Upper Deck Conference that they have. Like we would run into each other all the time.
Exactly.
So like not seeing anybody, not seeing any friends of the industry for 2 years is crazy. It just feels like it's been like a decade.
There's no question it has. And I literally last year, I think, can't make this up, we came here Chicago March of last year to the Chicago show.
Mm-hmm.
The day we got up here on Thursday, now I there was rumblings that they were going to do some things at this time. This is before lockdowns, everything happened. And we drove up here, but I already had a big deal lined up for a LeBron Jordan exquisite duel from one of my buddies owns Through the Decade in Louisville, Alex. So I was like, no matter what, we're making this trip. Well, no joke, we get up here on Thursday. Best record time I've ever got here. Best scheduling, got dropped off our stuff, check in the hotel. 30 minutes later, I get a call. Yeah, they just announced you got an hour to get yourself out of here. It's locked up. Show's over. Because they only could have 250 max people allowed. That's Prister came on and said that. So I was like in ready to do my Chicago show, and boom, it happens. So besides that, I got to go to Dallas in November, which was an insane 3-day show that I did. And that's it for me, man. I mean, we promoted our show in St. Louis in May, and that's, you know, from a guy, you know, prior kids and married, I would travel 40 to 45 weeks a year, you know, 10 years ago or whatever. Right. Now it's, you know, this is what, 3 times? And I mean, I was in and out of Chicago in a day.
It's crazy.
It was wild. So, crazy. Yeah, so it's good to see everybody. Good to see you, too.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
It's been 2 years, right?
Yeah. Yes.
It's been, doesn't, it feels long. It feels a lot longer. There's no question. So.
For sure. I know a lot of people weren't working, but I think we all stepped up working during this time period, right?
We took working to a new level.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're fortunate that
was,
you know,
fortunate.
Very fortunate.
Yep.
Now, in terms of, I know we were talking about people, like friends, getting back and they say, hey, you do cards. How many more phone calls do you get of, like, I have 1980.
Oh, my gosh.
Tops.
Oh,
how much do you think this is worth, or are you buying it, right?
I don't know how many messages I've gotten on our emails already being here, already people have scheduled appointments. Phone calls all the time. Which is with the shop now, I have enough staff that they answer the phones. And they feel it out, and then if anybody walks in, it has to bypass them to come to me, and they know what to tell them. I mean, they're very respectful. Hey, sorry, you know, but now you got to kind of look through stuff. You got to be like, man, some 87, 8, you know, the things you wouldn't look for 2 years ago. So, but yes, I get that. I get buddies hitting me up saying, man, I got this 88 top set. I'm like, oh gosh, here we go. I'm like, do you want me to be nice, or do you want me to just shoot you straight? Because I can shoot you straight, and you're not going to like my answers.
Right,
so,
right, yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, Ryan, I know you are getting busy setting up your booth, so we'd like to thank you for stopping by and let people know where your shop is and where they can find you on social media.
Okay, well, thanks again for having me, both of you guys.
Yeah.
We are in St. Peter's, Missouri, which is just out of St. Louis, RBI Crew 7 Sports Cards and Collectibles, RBICrew7.com. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at RBICrew7. I'm not the best at Twitter, but we stay up on top of Instagram, and then Facebook, RBICrew7, and then that's where you can find our shop and stuff.
Sweet, man. Awesome. Thanks again.
Thanks again, guys.
Awesome, man. Yeah. Thank you. Sure.